Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, Apple has officially unveiled a new MagSafe battery pack accessory for the iPhone 12 lineup. This comes many months after the iPhone 12 series was first unveiled, but you can order the new wireless battery pack today from Apple's online store for $99. The MagSafe battery pack attaches magnetically to the back of the iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and iPhone 12 Pro Max. The pack itself recharges with a lightning cable, and it can pass through charge to the attached iPhone at the same time. Interestingly, you can also plug the cable into your phone, then the phone will share power to the MagSafe battery pack to recharge it as well. So you have quite a few different options here about how you want to set up your charging routine, including plugging the cable into the MagSafe battery pack or into the iPhone itself. And either way, Apple recommends using a 20-watt USB-C power adapter for the fastest charging times. On the go, the MagSafe battery pack can provide 5 watts of wireless charging speed to your iPhone. It features an 11.2 watt-hour battery, which is enough for a full charge and then some on the iPhone 12 mini, a full charge on the iPhone 12, and slightly less than a full charge on the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max. And as you might expect, battery percentage for the Apple MagSafe battery pack will appear in the battery widget on your iPhone home screen and on the lock screen of your iPhone as well. And you may be wondering why Apple released the MagSafe battery pack so close to the release of the iPhone 13. But the important thing to consider here is that the iPhone 13 will feature the same design as the iPhone 12. So you should be able to buy the MagSafe battery pack today. And it will continue to work for at least the iPhone 13 and theoretically any future iPhone that supports MagSafe. Again, you can order the new MagSafe battery pack for the iPhone 12 from the Apple online store. It comes in at $99, and the first orders will arrive next week. In other news today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple is asking its suppliers to speed up production of the iPhone 13. Apple reportedly expects to ship 90 million units of the iPhone 13 by the end of this year. According to the report, Apple usually orders about 75 million units of a new iPhone for its launch period, which runs from September to October to the end of the year. This year, however, Apple is increasing that production by 20%. The idea here is that Apple thinks the iPhone 13 will have stronger sales than the iPhone 12 because of increased COVID-19 vaccinations around the world. This will also be the second iPhone update with support for 5G, and it will bring millimeter wave 5G support to additional countries, which may push people to upgrade. Bloomberg also reiterates that the iPhone 13 will be a more incremental update when compared to the iPhone 12, which brought an all-new design. The iPhone 13 will remain available in the same sizes as the current generation, ranging from 5.4 inches to 6.7 inches. The report also corroborates that at least one of this year's new iPhones will have an LTPO display, which is capable of offering variable refresh rates, just like on the iPad, which features a 120 Hz ProMotion display. Apple is also working on reducing the size of the TrueDepth Face ID camera to reduce the size of the notch. Finally, Bloomberg says the next generation iPhone will also get camera upgrades, including improved optical zoom and new video recording capabilities. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. We've teamed up with A-Logic to celebrate the launch of the company's new USB-C Universal DX docking stations by giving away Apple's latest M1 MacBook Air to one lucky 9to5 Mac reader. Available in 65 and 100-watt models, the new A-Logic docking stations are specifically designed for MacBook users, including the new M1 MacBook Air, with support for up to 3 4K displays using its multi-4K display hybrid technology. On the DX2 model, you'll get 65 watts of laptop charging, alongside USB-C and USB-A ports, a 3.5mm audio jack and Ethernet support, while the DX3 model adds 100-watt laptop charging alongside a third DisplayPort output. It also includes an SD card and micro SD card readers. 9to5Mac daily listeners can get 20% off the new A-Logic DX2 and DX3 docking stations for a limited time and enter the MacBook Air giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Bloomberg also reports this week that Apple is readying a new service that will allow Apple Pay users to buy products and pay them off in monthly installments. This service is reportedly being referred to internally as Apple Pay Later, and it would rival similar options from companies like Affirm and PayPal. Apple is said to be partnering with Goldman Sachs on this new platform. Notably, Goldman Sachs is also the bank Apple works with for the Apple Card. The service is currently planned to work as follows. When a user makes a purchase via Apple Pay on their Apple device, they will have the option to pay for it either across 4 interest-free payments made every 2 weeks or across several months with interest. The plan with 4 payments every 2 weeks is being called Apple Pay in 4, while the longer-term payment plans are called Apple Pay Monthly Installments. So essentially, Apple will soon allow users to buy anything with Apple Pay and then finance that purchase across multiple months. The new feature sounds similar to the program available for Apple Card users when buying Apple products, but again, Apple Pay Later would extend the financing to all Apple Pay purchases, and it would not require an Apple Card. But with that being said, the report does say customers will have to apply and be approved for the program with an application process in the Wallet app. There is no word on when this new Apple Pay Later platform will launch, but it is yet another example of Apple looking to expand in the finance industry. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.